Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. If you love great games and a little extra excitement to your day, I got something fun for you. Chumba Casino and I have teamed up to create an exclusive online social casino game. It's called Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's fun and free to play, just like all your favorites from Chumba Casino. And every spin brings 10,000 ways to keep the good times going. Check it out and play for free today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
We were talking about what should have killed you but didn't. It was inspired by the story of the older man in the late 80s who ate a yogurt size quart of paint and didn't die miraculously.
Yeah, he thought it was some kind of mint flavored
yeah, I wouldn't say it was a yogurt sized thing of like that. Would no yogurt comes in containers that big, does
really?
It?
Really?
Well, I mean, you can,
I don't know.
You can get like the plain yogurt if you're going to be mixing it yourself with something
like
else.
That big. Okay. Yeah. Like the really giant ones. Yeah. So yeah. Anyway, but yeah, you're right. I mean, it's giant. It's a 1 quart thing filled with what is very clearly green paint.
Yeah.
The consistency of which would not be the same as yogurt. Even if yogurt's been sitting out a while, I don't think it would be as thin as paint.
And I just wondered this too. I know we never talked about it earlier. Was the paint being kept in the fridge?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Is that something people do?
It's possible. If you were to put it, like sometimes when I paint and I'm not done, you'll wrap the paintbrush up with plastic wrap and put it in the fridge.
Okay,
so it won't dry
out.
Sure, sure.
So maybe they were in the middle of a painting job and put it in the fridge. But even so, I mean, it's still very clearly not a yogurt container.
Either way, he survived. But because he recently passed, this story resurfaced. And we thought, this is too good not to ask other people. Mm. What did you do that should have killed you, but you survived? We're going to start with Ken in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Ken, what did you do when you're about 3 years old?
Go, Ken, go.
So, yeah, when I was younger, we lived in a very small apartment. And our washer and dryer was in the kitchen,
and which was fairly common back then. But anyways, I was about 2 maybe 3 years old, and I was eating breakfast cereal, and apparently I decided to put some detergent on my cereal because I thought it was sugar.
Oh yeah, when all that stuff's in the same room. Yep. Okay, I see.
And I ended up in an oxygen tank in the hospital for about 3 days.
Oh my God, you must have put so much sugar detergent on there.
I honestly don't remember the event, but I've been told the story several times.
There's some pretty harsh chemicals in some of those laundry detergents.
Good Lord, Ken.
Yep, I should have killed you.
Thankful you are alive. Okay, I talked to Liam on the phone and we were cracking up because this story, it's a little gory, but it's definitely goofy on how he hurt himself. Okay, Liam, tell everybody what you did.
Well, I was helping to build a like a mountain slide with little handbrakes and walking backwards up the hill, tripped, stumbled, put my hand out, and ended up with a pretty nasty cut on my wrist that we didn't see until the bottom of the slide was kind of covered in red. And when I got to the doctors, they told me if it had been turned the opposite way, and it had gone about 3/4 of the way through my wrist, I probably would have bled out before I could get to the hospital.
Oh. Yeah.
It's not really goofy, but kind of a silly thing to get a nasty cut on.
I could see us doing something like that and being like, look at that dummy tripping and slipping like that. And then be like, oh my God. You just slit
slit your wrist. Yeah.
I kept working for like an hour afterwards, just wrapped it up in some gauze real quick and kept working because I didn't realize how bad it was.
That sounds awful. Oh my God. That sounds awful. Thank you so much for sharing that, Liam. Now, Jake called earlier when we were doing this. And Jake, you got to tell us what you partied and did in the Navy.
How we doing, Bubs?
Good.
Hey.
First off, I just want to say, Kelly, if you want to cure that poison ivy, take oatmeal baths. It works like chicken pox. It'll be clear and dazed.
Oh, thanks, Jake.
Oatmeal bath.
Maybe I'll try that.
No problem. Now, the story here is about 20 years ago, I was 22 years old, and I was in the Navy, and we went out to sea because I was a junior sailor, and we had a lot of qualifications to do and learn the ship and whatnot. And when you do that, you qualify the ship in. In the Navy, you get to wear ribbons and warfare pins and all that candy and whatever. So we got back, and the boys decided that they wanted to throw me a celebration.
Okay.
So instead of going to a club or a bar or whatever, we decided to cram 75 people in the barracks where I lived, and that's probably about as big as a dorm room with two twin beds.
Okay, all right.
So I'm having a good time, and I proceeded in one night to have three bottles of Southern Comfort and chugged all three of them.
Oh, gross.
Five rounds of Circle of Death.
The game,
and 25
the card game.
And 25 cans of Miller Lite.
Whoa, 25?
Whoa.
Yes, and this is all in one night. And I'm only 22 at the time.
Okay.
So I decide to go into the bathroom to relieve myself, and I ended up collapsing.
Oh, wow. You probably had alcohol poisoning.
Yeah.
I did. So my other buddy decided to go use the bathroom, and he couldn't get in because I was in there. So he kept pounding on the door, saying if I'm all right. So he just opened the door, and he found me in convulsions. So he drugged me out of my room and put me in his room and put me on my side so I didn't puke, and then turned the shower on to cool me down. Well, 911 was called and the base police were called, and I ended up going to a local Connecticut hospital because I was on a submarine and it was about 3 miles away from the base.
Oh, my God. You're on a submarine. Well, I totally forgot about that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So about, I don't know, 12:45 to 1 o'clock, they're working on me. They're giving me CPR. They're shocking me. They induced me with stuff. They put a tube down my throat. And about 1:10 a.m., they pronounced me dead.
Damn.
They call my ship. They put a white sheet over me, and they put a yellow toe tag on me with my information. Well, maybe 3 to 5 minutes later, the nurse is coming into the room to change out the medical equipment and the bandages and the towels and whatnot. And out of nowhere, my heart just starts. And I sit up like them horror movies with the white sheet over me, and I scared the crap out of the nurse. She screams, ah!
Pardon, you're
gonna kill
her.
She runs out of the room. Yeah. And she screams out of the room, gets the doctor, everybody's staring. The doctor comes in and he goes, he puts the stethoscope on my chest and he goes, you got a normal heartbeat. You're alive? And I just pat my chest down and I go, yep, I'm right here.
Wow.
You remember this?
Vaguely, but I do remember it enough to tell the story.
Wow. Unbelievable.
A lot of it had to do with the next day because I got in real big trouble and all the guys told me what happened.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're okay. Nobody needs to be drinking that much ever. Oh my God. That is terrible. And imagine waking up, because when you wake up drunk anyway, but you're waking up after you're drunk and died.
I'm dead.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds awful. All right. We're going to get back to more of the goofy parts, but this one's also gory too. Dylan, what happened to your hands?
Well, I used to work at a rubber roller resurfacing plant. We'd grind down the rollers on a lathe and put new rubber on them.
Okay. Yep.
So we have specialty, or had a specialty area where we use sandpaper and such to get down to bare metal to get like specialty rollers.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's probably 3 feet long piece of sandpaper you're using. So I have that in my hands and I decide to pinch it together really close to the piece of work, and it snags both of my thumbs, pulls me almost into the lathe, and then luckily both of my thumbnails had enough at that point and got ripped out. So
I had to set it,
and then all of a sudden I pulled them up by my head. I'm like, whoa, that was close. Then I looked at my thumbs and I'm like, I don't have any nails anymore. What happened to them?
Oh.
It's not as goofy as some of the other stories, but it was probably one of the luckiest moments of my life, I think.
Absolutely. Getting your thumbnails ripped off ends up being the luckiest moment of your life.
Oh, I don't know.
Thank God for your weak thumbnails.
I don't know if I'd call that the luckiest moment.
Thanks, Dylan.
Yeah, but imagine if he had stronger thumbnails.
Yeah, it's true.
All right.
He would have been pulled right into the lake. Yeah. He'd been dead.
Yeah, I've got weak nails, so that's good. Mine, like, bend and break and kind of, like, flake off sometimes.
Mine are crazy strong.
Yeah, so you'd be in
I'd be in the lathe. I'm dead. I'm dead. I'm just dead.
I feel like this one's going to be goofy. Jason, how did a curtain rod nearly kill you?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello. Hey, Jason. Hey, your Jason. Turn.
Oh, sorry. So when I was a little kid, probably around 10, I was playing with a curtain rod like I was a Ninja Turtle. And it was just me and my mother in the house, and I decided I was going to do a cool ninja jump off of the couch while spinning the curtain rod. And it went into my mouth and stabbed through the that part of the roof of your mouth that's all soft, jammed right up in there, ripped right through. I start bleeding everywhere. My mother doesn't know what's going on. She sees I'm covering my mouth, and I'm like, oh, no. Something happened, and she's like, oh, what's wrong? As the blood starts pouring between my fingers. So
out of your mouth. Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. She calls an ambulance. We get on there. My dad shows up. So this is before cell phones. He finds the house covered in blood and neither me or my mother around. So he's like, did my family get murdered?
Oh,
and
I bet.
The doctors told my mother that another inch backwards and it would have gone through my brain.
Oh, God.
Oh, I thought you said it was a goofy one.
Yeah, I did. I thought it was just because it says almost impaled my brain with a curtain rod, which sounded kind of funny. Because everybody knows the worst thing ever is hanging curtain rods. Why are they so incredibly difficult? So I thought we could all maybe relate to that.
You know, I mean, if you impale yourself, you know, near the brain, though, why wouldn't that be still hilarious?
All right, we got to take Shut Up Jordan's call, because Shut Up Jordan's in Kokomo, Indiana, and you got to tell us you had the worst day ever.
Absolutely did. Shout out to Kelly's Kokomo Club as well, because we love you, Kelly.
Thanks, Jordan. All right, tell us what happened when you were three.
When I was 3 years old, my father was trying to kill a wasp's nest and decided to put a cup of bleach outside. And I thought it looked absolutely tasty. So I walked up to it, grabbed it, and started drinking the bleach, and then got attacked by about 50 or so wasps.
Oh, my gosh.
Stung all over. And I'm running away, and then I feel my throat start to seize up, and my mom finally figures out what happens, and instead of taking me to the hospital immediately, she starts yelling at my dad for leaving it outside.
Right. And then
we decided to take me to the hospital, where I was in there for about 7 days dealing with sores in my throat. And
all over your body?
A bunch. Aww. And all over my body from all the bees.
Oh, my God.
Wow, that's, yeah, you're right. You could have been dead for sure.
That is like a scene out of a movie.
Esophagus chemical burn.
Oh, my God.
Bees.
Oh, my God. Thanks, Jordan.
Miserable.
I'm so glad you're alive. We all are. Holy moly.
If
you missed this.
It'd be a great scene in a movie, though.
It really would. Like, a kid drinks bleach and then gets stung 50 times while dad's standing right there.
He somehow catches on fire at the same time.
Yeah, it has to be a flashback to, you know, Will Ferrell's childhood or something.
Yeah, exactly. It feels like a Will Ferrell, maybe a Steve Martin kind of moment.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.